You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live, live, live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I'm going to see my Jesus.
Cheese! life away. Get up from that place that you were in. Enjoy life, cause you never know.
Got a blessing waiting for you if you do all the things that he told you to. Be honest, faithful, kind-hearted, and true. God got a blessing waiting for you. God got a blessing just waiting for you if you do all the things that he told you to. Be honest, faithful, kind-hearted. God got a blessing just waiting. Let me say it again. God got a blessing just waiting for you if you do all the things that he told you to. Be honest, faithful, dancing, just waiting for you. God,
God,
got a
blessing
waiting
for you.
If you do
all the things
that
he told you to,
be honest,
faithful,
kind-hearted, just wait, y'all help me. Tell him, God
got a blessing.
God
got a blessing.
My Father
got a blessing.
My Father
got a blessing.
And it's waiting.
Got a blessing.
And it's waiting for you.
Got a blessing.
Now I wonder tonight,
God bless
you. Is there anybody else here tonight,
God bless,
that knows God got a blessing,
God bless,
and it's waiting on you,
God bless.
It makes no difference,
God bless,
what condition you think you are in tonight,
God bless.
God has got a blessing,
God,
got a blessing for you.
God a blessing.
You may be sick.
God a blessing.
Look like you can't get well.
God a blessing.
But how many here remember that
God
woman
blessing
that had an issue of blood?
God a blessing.
All the doctors said
God
there's no cancer.
Blessing.
Said there's no way.
God,
one day she met a man
God
that already knew her condition.
God
he wanna bless you.
God
he wanna bless you tonight.
God
you may not have a medical condition,
God
but he wants to bless you tonight.
God,
how many know he's money if
God
you wanna be money? How many know he's a doctor if you want to be a doctor? How many know he's everything you want to be? Just let him. Just let him bless you. No matter what your problem is, he want to bless you. Well, let me. Well, just let me go on and tell
you.
Bless me.
God
bless me.
God
come on and bless
God
me. Whatever you need to move. Whatever you need to insert. God wanna bless you. How many really know that God wanna bless you?
God bless.
Well, just tell yourself,
God
don't bother
want everybody to reach high as you can. And whatever it is you want, I want everybody in here to turn around three times and go to praising God like you're going crazy. Come on here and see what God says. Come on. Come on. Come on and praise him like you're... Come on here. That's the way to do it. Y'all ain't clapping those hands. Good God, I'm not... Look at him. The Lord bless her. That's what God is doing right now. When I was sleeping, you healed me.
Good morning and good day to all of you. Welcome. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher, playing the best in quartet music as well as contemporary Christian music to uplift your spirit. You all know that I believe that laughter is good for the soul. So from time to time, we will have prank calls to make you laugh. Expect it when you least expect it. Thank you for joining me and riding this gospel train with me. You don't need a ticket. You just need to get on board. All aboard. Let's ride. Catch the wave.
my God.
My
can I stay like this? Hold on.
You ought to hold on.
To God. Hold right on. To God. Somebody needs to hold.
You ought to hold on.
To God. I'm changing hands. Hold on.
Hold on.
To God. I'm changing hands. Can I say one more time? Hold on.
You ought to hold on.
Hold on to God. Sometimes the storm of life will be raging in your life. Hold right on to God. Oh, hold right on. Oh, to God. Unchained. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I tell you to hold on. If you hold. Be all right. I know it will. When your burden get hard to bear, your friends get a little few. Sometimes it gets so rough, you don't know what in the world. I got news for you.
Hold on
to God.
To God.
Oh,
That was the state of my life. Lost and undone. With no purpose to live. My hope is diminished. But Lord, I know you can replenish. And that is why I'm running to you, Lord. And I just gotta say, I realize that life doesn't consist of just material possession, because they're only temporal in their suit.
It is 45 minutes after 8, 15 minutes from the top of the hour. You are listening to the Traveling Preacher, your host. This is the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I want you to enjoy yourself, and I want you to know that if you have any prayer requests or if you have a song that you would like to hear, you can call into the studio at 347
347-215-8049. Once again, 347-215-8049. Also, visit our website at nfiradio.com. Continue to listen. We have more in store for you.
There are some of you out there that are listening to me right now, and you're going through some things. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is love, and he loves you. Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know
down and out. and you got nobody to turn to. All you gotta do is fall down on your knees and say, Jesus, hey, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Oh, everybody say, hey, he's real. Jesus in love, I know. And if you ask him,
just there to lean. I can hear the saints are singing. I can see earth's wheels are rolling. Somebody leaving a world of torn and strife. Oh, I realize that surely and eventually we've got to leave this world behind. That's why I'm to meet the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. A woman came to me one day. She came and said, "Shirley, I got something to tell you now. I'm not ready to give up my wicked ways." Then she told me this. Hold on in a long, oh yeah. Oh, when you see that dream. told you, you're next in line. You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line.
Yeah. Make it through my sickness and pain. Make in the cold. No place to go. Still there's this hope. When the doors are closed, that I can make it.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have to walk alone. Yourself, is there a word from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing and you need it right away.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, that's we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the holy God, and I thank God for all things. I bless the name of the Lord, for He comes and He keeps us through the highs, through the lows, through the I don't knows, through the I don't know what I'm going to do, but I tell God thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus coming, going on the cross for us. Why? Because He loved us so much. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name, I ask that you touch those that are listening, God. Touch those that love you, God. Touch those that don't love you, God. Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I thank you for covering us with your blood, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for watching over us last night, dear God. And you woke us up this morning, dear God. Father God, I thank you for being the genuine God. Thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the healer. Thank you for being the deliverer, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the miracle worker in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we come right now, dear God, I tell you thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I ask that you bless those that are in the hospital, God, those that the doctors are getting ready to do surgery on, God. I ask that you touch right now, dear God. Oh, Father God, thank you for meeting the woman of God on yesterday, dear God. Oh, Father God, as she reached out, dear God. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for all that you did in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch those that are homeless, God. Oh, Father God, those that don't know how to provide for themselves, God. But thank you for the ones that do provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for salvation, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for moving in the name of Jesus. You said if we had faith in you, that you would provide, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, thank you for rising up in the name of Jesus. You said you were going on the cross, dear God. And you said that you would rise on the third day. Yes, you did. And you did, and I tell God, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for being everything that we need you to be, dear God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to cast all of our cares upon you. Father God, thank you for being our best friend. Father God, I thank you for in your word you said that you would never, ever leave us or forsake us. And I'm so grateful, dear God. Oh, Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I come thanking you, dear God, for all things great and small. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. I tell God, thank you for all things. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I thank God for his Son Jesus and his Holy Ghost power. I thank God for his many blessings. As we come on today, we have worship at Christian Life Church of God on Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. If you don't have a home church to go to and worship, we ask you to come out and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us as we give God all of the glory. I thank God for our revival. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. We thank Co-Pastor Ricky Battle from St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church coming out on last Wednesday to open up our revival. I thank God for the man of God. And on Thursday and Friday, we thank Pastor Alan Gardner from his Redeemed Holiness Church for coming out, continuing the word of God. And I tell God, thank you, yes, Lord, that the revival continued on Sunday. And I tell God, thank you for all things. When you come looking for a move of God, yes, it will move. And I tell God, thank you. We thank God for your coming to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30. I thank God for all things, for he is the mighty God. Pastor Mike Olson have come on board on Tuesdays, the first and third Tuesdays, to join us from 9:30 to 10:30, and we ask you to continue to come and join us, whether it be on the radio or whether God allows you to come into the house of God. We thank God for all things. We thank NFI Radio for this opportunity to come and teach the word of God, because see, it's the word that keeps us. John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back on today, I thank God for all things, for how he keeps us. I thank God for his Holy Ghost power covering us. I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God teaching us, because he can't nobody do you like Jesus. What you mean, Gladys? See, when can't nobody do you like Jesus, because he tells us in the world, put not our trust in man. Because, see, Jesus is everything that we need him to be. And I tell God, thank you. When we need a friend, guess who is that best friend? That friend that won't deceive us. That friend that will listen not only with his ears, but he opened up his heart. And I tell God, thank you. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And when I'm talking about fruit, I ain't talking about no apples or oranges or grapes or pears. No oranges. But I'm talking about the fruit that come from God through his Son, Jesus. we look at Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about a life that's given in Jesus. It said this is the produce in God's children as they allow the fruit to so direct and influence their lives that they destroy the power of sin. I tell God, thank you. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, there shouldn't be any sin in our bodies. Why, I know we are not perfect. No, we are not. But when we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, it destroys the power of sin. And it especially the works of the flesh and walk in fellowship with God. We don't walk with the world no more, but we're walking in fellowship with our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. We've already talked about love, which is a caring and seeking for the highest good of another. We've already talked about joy. And we said there was a feeling of gladness based on love and grace, blessings, promises, and nearness of God. We've talked about peace. I tell God, thank you for the quietness of heart and mind based on knowledge that all is well between the believer and his Heavenly Father. If you are a true believer, not a sometime believer, but you believe in God every day, you believe that God sent his son, Jesus, I tell God, thank you, then you have peace. And we talked about long-suffering, endurance, patience, being slow to anger or to despair. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming. Because, see, when you suffer, it ain't a bad thing. And I thank God because, see, suffering gives us patience. Suffering draws us nigh unto God. And we talked about gentleness. When we talk about gentleness, it's not wanting to hurt someone. I tell you, God, thank you. When we talk about gentleness, that don't mean that we're weak. No, it don't. But it lets us know that we have the characteristics of God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost. When we talked about gentleness, we were talking about being kind. And I thank God for his son Jesus coming, going on the cross. And as we come back on today, still talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Because, see, you can't have one or two pieces. You can't go in that bowl and pick out what you want. Where I know where we have a fruit bowl sitting on the table. If I don't want an apple, if I don't want that red apple, I can grab a Granny Smith apple. If I don't want a Granny Smith apple, I can reach in there and get me some grapes and begin to eat. But when we have the fruit of the Spirit, we must have each and every piece residing in our life. And we no longer, when we have the fruit of the Spirit, we no longer have that work of the flesh. No, we don't. We don't have that witchcraft spirit. We don't have hatred. We don't have emulations. We don't have variance. We don't have wrath in our life. And I tell God, thank you for having the fruit of the Spirit. And like I said, we can't reach in that bowl and just get out what we need. But we got to have every piece of the fruit. As we come back on today, we're talking about goodness, Yes, we got to have goodness in our hearts. When we look at goodness, we're looking at the zeal for truth and righteousness and a hatred of evil. When we look at goodness, it's expressed in our acts of kindness. When you get a chance, go and read Luke 7, verses 37 through 50, talking about goodness. And as we look at goodness, we see where God's Son Jesus had to rebuke and correct evil. What you're talking about, Gladys? Go with me to Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13. I tell God, thank you. It's saying, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And Jesus said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. See, we don't supposed to go in God's house doing just anything. I tell God, thank you that when I go into the house of God, I might be one way on the outside, but as I go inside of his house, the house of prayer, I tell God, thank you that God's house should be pure, yes. And I know he welcomes all, yes he does. But as we look at Jesus going into the temple of God, and he had to cast out them that sold and bought into the temple, and over he came in and he overthrew the table because he knew what they were doing was not right. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus being the one that knows what should go on in the house. And when we talk about goodness, and Paul taught as he went what God told him and his son Jesus told him to teach, when we look at the fruit and the results of the fruit, it's the good things that come from the Spirit indwelling on the inside. It says the Holy Spirit worked in our lives. Our character changed. Yes, it does. We are no longer the old man, but we become new creatures in Christ. I thank God for his son Jesus, where we used to have selfishness, where we used to have cruelty, where we used to have rebelliousness, where we used to have spite in our hearts. But when the Holy Ghost of God came into our lives, we found that we have love, that we have joy, that we have peace, that we have long-suffering, that we have goodness, that we have faith, we have meekness and temperance. And I tell God, thank you. As we serve God and we have his characteristics in our life, goodness is one that comes in along with the others. We, as I told you, we can't go and pick what we want, but we must have the fruit of the Spirit. It don't say fruits, but it say fruit to let us know that we have to have all of the characteristics of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you, that everything in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, let us know that we must have the characteristics of God. When we look at goodness, it is generosity. And I tell God, thank you for goodness. As we walk and do what God say to do, it's more than just going to the house of God. But this is a life that we live every day. We are no longer the old man, but we become a new creature in Christ. When we look at goodness, it said goodness is a virtue and holiness in action. I tell God thank you. It's the results in our lives characterized and motivated by righteousness and a desire to be a blessing to man. I tell God thank you. When we do what God have called us to do, you're going to find that with goodness, it's uprightness of our hearts and our life. And I tell God thank you. Remember, when you walk in the Spirit of God and what the Holy Ghost has come and implanted in you, you can't go day after day and just pick out some pieces, but you must have all of the holiness of God residing on the inside. You're going to find that as you have goodness in your heart, that you're going to be obedient to the word of God. That as you have goodness in your heart, you're going to do what God have called you to do. You're going to find that as you have goodness in your heart, that it benefit others, not just for the sake of being virtuous, but you're going to help somebody else. And as you help somebody else, you're going to find that you have the Holy Ghost of God living on the inside. I tell God thank you that as Jesus had to go in the temple and rebuke what they were doing that won't right, you're going to find that as you go on this journey each and every day, that you are going to stand on the goodness and the righteousness of God. You are not going to condone sin. You're not going to try to justify sin, because righteousness is righteousness and sin is sin. When you stand on the goodness of God, you're going to find that it ain't just to be doing something, but you're going to do it that God gets all of the glory. When you walk in goodness, you're going to find that you don't have that selfishness anymore. You're going to find that whatever you do it selflessly and on behalf of others, not just to make yourself look big, but you do it that others get what they need. You're going to find that when you walk in goodness, you confronting someone about sin. You're not beating them up. No, you're not. But you're going to let them know that you got to walk in the righteousness of God that you might see him in peace. When you confront someone about sin, it demonstrates goodness. Did you know that? Yes, it does. So as you give to the poor, as you provide for someone, as you visit the sick, as you volunteer to do things, it's showing the goodness of God. When you can go on your knees and pray for your enemy. Yes, if you're serving God, yes, you have enemies all around. But I thank God for the expression of goodness as we serve him with our whole heart. I thank God for his son, Jesus. When we look at goodness, it's good to do good. But when we look at goodness, it's not a quality that we can manufacture on our own. No, it's not. But it comes from God. What are you talking about? If we look at James 1, verse 17, the word of God says, every good gift And every perfect gift is from above. We can't go to Walmart and buy it. We can't go to Macy's and buy it. We can't produce it on our own. But it comes from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I tell God thank you. Every good and perfect gift come from above. I thank God that he loves us so much that he sends the gifts to us. I tell God thank you that it comes from our Heavenly Father. It don't come from Satan. Yes, Satan tried to produce, and he thought that he was as big as the Father. But that's why he got kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to overtake God. But I thank God for his son Jesus, that he came and went on the cross. And that as we serve God, we know that every perfect gift comes from above. And I thank God. Listen to this. It said God is unchanging because he is perfect and cannot get better nor become worse. He's perfect right where he is and because of who he is. I thank God for him being the Almighty God, for him being the Holy God. I tell God thank you that as he come to bless us, and he sent the Holy Ghost of God. Goodness resides in our hearts, and I thank God that as we walk in goodness, we have a zeal for truth. As we walk in goodness, we walk in righteousness, and we have a hatred of evil. We don't love sin. We don't condone sin. No, we don't, and I thank God for that understanding that he gives us. He tells us in his word that if we lack wisdom, ask him, and he will pour out wisdom into us. As we serve God and the Holy Spirit controls us, and we are blessed with the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, but fruit of the Spirit. And we have the fruit of goodness. I tell God, thank you, that as others see the work of God in us, they will praise our Heavenly Father in heaven. What you're talking about, Gladys? If we look at Matthew 5, verse 16, it's the word of God that keeps us. It's the word of God that rests in us. Matthew 5 and 16, the word of God said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father which is in heaven. And I tell God, thank you, that when sinners see the light of God, they see that we are different than the world. When they see that light that represents our Heavenly Father, I tell God thank you that he reveals who we are and whose we are. I tell God thank you. Listen to this. It says his light is so clearly shine forth in the darkness of a human. We don't walk in sin no more, but the light of God shines in us. Ain't talking about a light bulb. Ain't talking about a candle. But I'm talking about the Spirit of the true and living God resides in us. And I thank God that when you serve God with your whole heart, you don't walk in darkness no more, babies. When you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, you have all of his characteristics, not just some, but all. as I've already told you, when we do a physical fruit bowl, you can go pick out an apple, an orange, tangerine, grape. Yeah, you can get the red grapes. You can get the green grapes. You can get the purple grapes. But when you walk in the righteousness of God and you have the fruit of the Spirit residing on the inside, you got to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. When we come back to finish talking about the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to find that you can't just have one or two pieces. You got to have all of them. And as you have goodness, you're going to find that you got to have faith. Yeah, you do. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. When you have faith, I tell God, thank you. You don't trust nobody but God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep your focus on
you have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Come on, 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 come on my Lord. I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experience today has any grace. Now I know that life was meant to be high, and the time because the footprints show you are by my side.
There's been times where I could not see. I had had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there have been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No. I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't want to cry, didn't want to pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God never left me, never let me go. His grace and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, time I almost let go, God has kept me.
A land and deep, my Savior, the bleed.
Yeah. You say yes, now he's on a roll, yeah. Blessings keep packing, warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak it, I'm cold.
Looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you, I'm flawed perfectly. No fingers can be pointed, we're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need a little more faith just to
we
pray for our country, pray for our nation, pray, hey,
we all need help.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Mary, Mary,
Mary,
Mary,
Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, baby, don't say I
just wanna tell the truth, man.
I can't wait.
can't wait to worship with the angels. And you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence. And you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one thing.
I'm going,
if you feel like me.
your voice and say, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, one of these days.
You know, when I think about my life, think about all the times when I ran the street doing the wrong thing. But the Lord still had grace on my life. And now that I gave my life to Jesus, I tell him every day,
close enough to hear you. Through your word I made new. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking new steps. And if I fall I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of
so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate efficient evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was headed. My ultimate happiness and evident sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yep, 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 you saved my life. And you made me. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not do what I used to. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not look like I used to. I'm new. I'm new. I'm new.
Is anybody in here blessed?
Yo, 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 Rogers
Production. Is anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed.
Phone, text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs if you just. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just. You got some questions about some things you just. You a king, be the king, you just. Got proper comfort for the queens if they. Live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. When you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like. Text your people, they should act right. All the problems and your needs if you just act right. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just act right. You got some questions about some things you just act right. You a king, he the king, you just act right. Got proper comfort for the queens if they act night. Live in favor, see the dream, act right. Get your phone, text your people, they should act right. So you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
Is anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Wishes make you feel like blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
God is good. It's true. Just like the statement, look, the sky's blue.
I am, no matter how I feel, I am. No matter what I see, I am. No matter the circumstance, I am. No matter what may come, I am. No matter what I see ahead, I am. I'm
I wish I would open up and give Jesus a prayer right there. Hey, I am. I'm a designer's original. I am. I'm not waiting. I am. By his stripes, I am. I'm living in the I am. I praise in the I am. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Somebody ought to raise and say it. I see you, Trina. I see you. Can y'all just raise it? Just raise your volume a little bit higher. Let me hear you declare it. Say it. Say it. I am. Everybody say it. Come on. That theme is just in here tonight. Because you are, I am because of you, I am what you designed me to be. Somebody must need to be reminded that you are everything that God created you to be. And you cannot forfeit.
These voices.